This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Mishnayis l'nishmas my father, Moshe Yitzchok ben Doiv, also l'schus refuah shalema for kol choylei Am Yisrael, also l'schus kol Am Yisrael, especially those who are nesunim b'tzara v'shivya. We're up to Maseches Makkos, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Yud Gimel. We're talking about when someone actually is, they judged him in Bezdin to become, that he should be getting Makkos. How does that get done? And we spoke before about that the person who is appointed by Bezdin stands behind the person who's getting the whipping, and he has a specific special whip that it's made out of strips of calf hide. And now we're going to talk more about what that looks like. Yado tefach, it has a handle that is a tefach long, uruchava tefach, and it is wide, the strips are as wide as a tefach. It's long enough that when he whips him on his back, it goes all the way around his body and it goes till his belly button. We spoke before that it gets divided, that it has to be a divisible by three, and therefore one third of it gets whipped on the front of his body, and two thirds or two portions from the back of his body, on the back of his body. V'ein emaka oisai loy oimid v'lo yoshev elamute. He doesn't whip him while he's standing or while he's sitting, but bent over. Shenemar, as it says in the pasuk, v'yipiloi ha-shoifet, and the shoifet, the judge, will make him fall. And this is a falling type of act or a falling type of position. Is this bent over position? Va'make, and the person who is doing the whipping, make biyodei achas, he uses one hand, not two hands, bechol koyche, with all of his might, using one hand. Yasher koyach, and have a great day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.